Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And a lot of things that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to go there and subscribe to my newsletter if you haven't already. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. And don't forget to check out the poll question. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think. And we update that website every day just for you. Bob McTeer is our guest. Dr. Robert McTeer is a distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis. NCPA.org is that website. Bob, thanks again for hanging out with us. Bob, right now we're in the middle of this kabuki dance. Any party that's not in the White House, goes through this beauty pageant kabuki dance, where they're trying to find who can make it to the finish line to run against the incumbent president. And right now that's the Republicans. And part of their platforms is tax policy. And we got Herman Cain's 999 policy. We got Perry's flat tax policy. And Herman Cain's policy includes a consumption tax in the form of a national sales tax. We got a lot of different tax reform ideas out there. What do you think about these?
Well, as an economist, as a recovering economist, I think both those approaches are superior to the mess we have now. We don't need to be taxing saving capital formation. We need to be taxing consumption. You can do that by just having a national sales tax, or you can also do it with an income tax if you don't tax saving, if you don't tax capital gains, if you don't tax dividends. It's a major change that we need, and we can't get major changes like that. We can only change things incrementally, and so I don't expect, even if one of these guys are elected, I don't expect them to be able to implement their right. tax program.
So, that's what I tell people when they, and I don't like Herman Cain's third nine, which is the consumption tax, because... But I tell people don't worry about it because that's never going to pass. But here's the thing, Bob. If a consumption tax is if a national sales tax, or it's also called a value added tax, VAT, if that were to ever pass, it would be a mistake unless you repealed. I think it's the 16th Amendment which gave rise to the income tax. In America, I don't want America to be like Europe, where we have income and consumption tax.
Right. The people that advocate the consumption tax, which is now called the fair tax, they want to use that to replace the income tax, the payroll tax, the death tax, all of them. But
right.
I just can't imagine that being very realistic. And so I think what we need to do is we need to have that super committee come up with some very strong fiscal measures. It's not looking promising that they're going to do that.
Right.
But I think they're going to have to just take the present tax structure and start making corrections and changes in it. It's really a mess where it is.
What do you think about a flat tax regime?
Well, when people talk about flat taxes, it doesn't seem that the flatness is the relevant thing. Right? What they're really just talking about is a lower tax. Now, some people take the word flat to mean you broaden the base and get rid of a lot of exemptions and so forth.
Right.
So you can lower the rate. If that's how you define it, I think it's great. I think when I came to the Fed, I had all these economists that were working there that could tutor me. In my first meeting, I got in there and they were around me at this table, and I said to the fiscal policy lady, I said, "What's the North Star in public finance? What's the goal?" And her answer was, broader base, lower rates. And that sums it up, still sums it up. And so
yeah.
we have high rates, but we've carved out all these special little provisions for different industries, and we're trying to social engineering.
But also social and classes of folks, because we've got barely 50% of Americans are paying income tax.
That's right.
That's a dangerous thing.
Everybody needs to go through the process of filling out an income tax form, even if it's a buck, so they'll know what's going on.
Aren't we near a dangerous tipping point, Bob, where half the people are not paying income tax? I mean, if they don't have any skin in the game, they're paying some. Most of them, those people are paying some taxes. They're paying into Social Security and et cetera, et cetera. But they're not paying income tax. And that's a dangerous ratio we're coming to, isn't it?
I think so. You know, I don't think a lot of people realize they're not paying tax. I mean, everybody complains about taxes.
Yeah, they probably don't. So broaden the base. That's important. I think that is important. But we do need to simplify the tax code, and I don't see us ever getting to an absolute flat tax. There'll always be some kind, but don't you think that a flat tax is we're more likely to get a flat tax than we are a consumption tax?
Yeah, we are, because it's an income tax, and we already have the bureaucracy for an income tax.
Right,
but, you know,
right.
Perry calls his a flat tax, and apparently he did have Steve Forbes helping him structure it.
Right.
But he still has a home interest rate deduction. He still has state and local tax deduction.
All he's doing is changing the rate. He's not really changing the code that much. Hold on to that thought, Bob. Bob McTeer's our guest, folks. He and I will be right back. It's 10 till. Stay with us.
Be like thunder. I don't know why they don't.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.